This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today, after having spent a number of weeks in a study of atheism, last time we began our study of agnosticism. Whereas the atheist says, I know that God does not exist, and the theist says, I know that God does exist, the agnostic says, I do not know whether he does or doesn't. Now let's think for a moment about the importance of this matter. I'm saying these words with a sincere desire that they will be helpful to people to stop being soft on the matter of the proof of the existence of God, of the inspiration of the Bible, and to the attainability of truth. My friends, we can come to know, not merely to think so, but we can come to know that God exists. And we can come to know that the Bible is the Word of God. We can come to knowledge of what the Bible teaches. There are many people who, even though they say they believe in God and they believe in the Bible as the Word of God, tell us that we cannot really know whether the Bible teaches this or that. In fact, on television last Lord's Day, I saw a panel of preachers, and they were all saying, with the possible exception of one, that everybody has to recognize that we cannot really be sure about what the Bible teaches. My friends, this is simply unbelief itself. Jesus himself declared in John 8, verse 32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There are so many, many references in the Bible indicating that we can come to knowledge of the truth. For instance, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 26, and 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 20 to 22. Now, friends, there is no need for us to be soft on the question of the existence of God, on the question of the inspiration of the Bible, and the question as to whether or not we can really learn what the Bible teaches. If someone insists that we cannot learn these matters, then he ought to recognize himself as an agnostic and not as a Christian. I also hope that the material that we're dealing with may be helpful in guarding others from being misled by those who set out and seek to defend what is actually an agnostic and not a biblical viewpoint. The importance of this matter is seen in the fact that if it is possible for men to know, number one, that God exists, and number two, that the Bible is God's Word and thus inerrant, that is, it doesn't make mistakes, and third, that what the Bible teaches relative to becoming a child of God and living properly as a child of God can be learned, then one can know, number one, that Jesus Christ died for our sins, that he arose from the dead, that Christianity is the one true religion, what to do to be saved, how to live the Christian life, and the fate of those who reject the gospel, and so on. Now, if we cannot know, for example, such truths as the fact that Jesus Christ arose from the dead and other such basic elements of Christianity are really true, then for all we know we're saying by such an admission, Christianity could be false. In other words, today, if you can read the Bible and it plainly declares that Jesus arose from the dead, and you have to say, well, I don't know whether Jesus arose from the dead or not, then you are simply rejecting the biblical message. If when Jesus said, except a man be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven, you say, well, I don't know whether a man can be saved or not without obeying the gospel, then you are simply rejecting the Bible. If such ignorance were the forced and determined fate of any and every man, then for all any of us could know, it might just as be acceptable to God for men to be atheists or Buddhists as to be Christians. But I thank God that such is not the case. That position is false. We can know the truth. The Bible makes clear that there is evidence available to man which warrants the deduction that men can know that God exists. And we need to teach our children that they can know that human beings are on this earth as a result of the creative, the miraculous creative act of God. God formed man from the dust of the earth, breathed into his nostrils a breath of life, and man became a living soul, and then he took a rib from his side and formed woman, and she became his wife, the first human pair on this earth. But our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back next time. Until then, may God bless and keep you.